Blog Talk Radio.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
For this is the day that the Lord has made.
giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. Praise God to Pastor Carol, to the mothers, to the deacons, to the ministers, to the evangelists, to the prophets, to the intercessors, to the men, to the ADM front line, to all of our ADM members. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico, Atlanta. Good morning, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Michigan, and good morning, Illinois. God bless you on this auspicious Friday morning, for this is the end of the week, praise God, and the Lord has brought us through once again, praise God, to use us as he see fits. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is fitly into place. Oh, bless his holy name. We thank God. We thank God for one more day, for one more journey. Praise God to be in the land of the living this day. In Jesus' name. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith, also. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I come to you humblest I know how, I'm just a little child, God. We just come thanking you just for another day, life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for breathing on us once more, God, giving us life. Oh, God, Heavenly Father, we just thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every ministry that it is, God. We pray that you continue to keep them strong, God, and let them stay up on the wall in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, this morning, God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we continue to call out Minister Juanita in the name of Jesus, the Mumphrey family, the Wing family, the Davis family, and the Jackson family in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, because we realize that it had not been for you, we wouldn't have been here this morning, God. But in spite of all, since you spared our life, God, we'll continue to praise you and to magnify your name in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you go walking through the hospitals, God, the nursery home, God, this morning, God, even the jailhouses, God. We ask that you just heal, save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. In spite of all, God, we lift up every child that it is this morning. God, continue to shield and protect in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we cry out your name this morning, God. Everything that's trying to hinder the bullshit, God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, God. We loose a free spirit in you in the name of Jesus, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things through you, Christ, that strengthen us. So we say thank you this morning. Continue creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Continue to lead and guide us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up every enemy that we have that tried to come against us, God. But we realize you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue rise against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that, God, that you continue to stretch us, God, to make us, God. Let us continue to push like never before in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for all things, God. Oh, God, we lift up the nation, God, the president, God, every south, east, north, and the west, stick on the bullshit. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to pull on them, God. Save in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. We lift up the elders, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to let them pour out wisdom into your young people in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue just to hold us, God. Don't let us go. Teach us and guide us, God. Everything that we don't know, God, pour it into us, God, that we can get your knowledge in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the food that you prepared on our table, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up the homeless, God, this morning, God. Continue to make a way for them out of no way, God. Continue to dress and feed them and keep a shout over their head and let them realize it's just a temporary situation in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Lord, bullshit, God. Oh, how we bless your name this morning. We magnify your name, God, because we realize you are worthy to be praised, God. No matter what our circumstances is, God, let us keep it in our spirit and our heart to praise you at all times, God. No matter what we are going through, God, we thank you for our trials and tribulations, God. We may not realize and understand, God, but we realize it's all for our good in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, encouragement, God. Somebody's head is down this morning, God. Oh, God, but I pray this morning, God, that you lift their head up, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we speak to every internet, every phone, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they'll be encouraged. Somebody is sick this morning, aching in pain, God. Oh, God, let them know by your stripes they are already here, no matter what the circumstance is, God. Oh, we ask you that to go into the old folks' home, God. Somebody left their parents, God, all by themselves, God. But, oh, God, I pray this morning, let the parents know they're not by themselves. Dakota Bo says that you are there with them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you touch their hearts, God, and send their kids back so they can come back and get them in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, sometimes, oh, say, God, we don't realize everything is going on, God. Oh, but we realize by and by. We will know in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. We cry out to you like never before, God. We still cry out to you, God. Looking for an answer, God. Looking for an answer that we truly need, God. Hey, God, God, we thank God. We realize that we just stand still. You shall give us the answer in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray this morning, God, let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, Lord, but let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We lift up our companions up to you today, God. Continue, God, to shield and protect them, God, if they're on their daily duty, God. Give them traveling mercy to and for, God, and send your minister angel for, God, that they can, the minister angel will minister to their spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up the one that's been better this morning, God. Oh, we pray, God, oh, the Moshe, God, that you make a way for them to escape. You said in your word that you would, God. Oh, God, we pray for them this day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray for the ones, the Moshe, the little small ones in the home, the kids, God. Oh, God, have to listen to everything, God, oh, the Moshe, God. We pray this morning, God, shield them and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. As they're on the school, God, on the school and it's on the playground, God, walking to school, God, in their home, God. We pray peace in their home this morning in the name of Jesus, God. So glory be to God, God. We pray, God, let your perfect will be done in all things in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this morning in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Come.
My God.
Right now, Holy Spirit.
Up in the name of Jesus.
Come right now.
Yes,
fill our
rooms. Yes,
right now. Holy Spirit.
Yes,
come.
Lord.
Usher yourself in.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Our presence. Right now.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit, notable Sunder, you have exit right
yes,
now.
Lord.
Oh,
yes,
glory.
Lord.
Thank you, Holy
of,
Spirit. Thank you for coming.
Jesus.
Thank you for being here. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for touching right now. Oh, Lord. We thank you for being omnipresent.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. International, locally, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you now, Holy Spirit, for
thank
your
you,
presence
oh,
being
God.
Here
thank
now.
Yes.
Making us, shaking us, molding us, turning everything around. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God. Meeting
thank
us that
you.
I need spiritually
yes.
right
yes.
now, Holy Spirit. Have your way, glory to Boshanda. Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It's you.
Oh,
it's you, Holy Spirit, right now that can
yes.
do everything we need. Oh,
yes.
And you are welcome. You are welcome right now, Yoruba Boshanda. You're welcome, Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. You're welcome. In our hearts, in our minds, in our thought process,
okay.
Holy Spirit. Yes, you're welcome, Yeridi Boshanda. You have total access. We surrender all right now. Hallelujah. Glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come. Come. Holy Spirit. Yes, yes. Touch us right now.
Yes.
Touch us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet.
Yes.
Massage our heart in you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Have your way.
Have
your way
Lord.
Right now, Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Have your way.
Have
Holy
your
Spirit.
Way, yes. Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. In that corporate prayer, have your way, Holy Spirit, in every area, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Do your will, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, this world needs fixing. We need fixing. Oh, glory be to God. So have your way, Holy Spirit. And we're going to thank you. And we're going to praise you. Because of who you are, that no man and nobody can do us like Jesus. So Holy Spirit, touch right now. Heal right now. Mend right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Renew right now every man, every heart, every thought. Do it right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, do it right now. Touch the sick. Oh, glory be to God. Heal in the name of Jesus. Touch the minds, Lord God, of those that be double-minded and unstable. Father God, touch their minds. Make whole right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. God, have your way. God, have your way. God, have your way, Holy Spirit. Only you. Only you can do it. And we're here on bended knees. Oh, glory be to God. We bow down at your altar. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That your Holy Spirit will fix us. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Glory to Boshanda. Have your way right now in each and every one of us. Oh God, right now, in Norway, in the name of Jesus, United Kingdom, glory, hallelujah, Germany, India, oh glory, France, Australia, have your way in the United States. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
South Carolina, Pennsylvania, California, Alabama. Have your way, Lord. Puerto Rico, Atlanta. Have your way, Louisiana. Have your way. In Missouri, Have your way in Illinois, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in New York, North Carolina, Nevada, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Holy Spirit, move right now in every town, every state, every country, from the north, south, east, and the west, Holy Spirit. Yes, glory, Yorobosa. Have your way. Have your way now. Work it out. We're here, Lord God. We're here. And we receive right now what the Holy Spirit has for each and every one of us. Oh, glory, Yorobosa. Oh, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way right now in us. Oh, glory. No place we'd rather be than right here in your presence, Lord God. Cradle under your wings, Lord God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Receiving your grace, receiving your mercy, receiving your peace. Holy Spirit, descend right now. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because of you, oh glory be to God, I can say tomorrow, thank you, Holy Spirit, for today, for this past, for this point, Holy Spirit, thank you for coming to see about us. We thank each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your perfect word, oh precious, Spirit of God, move right now, move in a special way, right now, and we thank you, we thank you, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Holy Spirit, we thank you, yeah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We cling to you, oh Lord. As we cling to you, Holy Spirit, that you dispense, oh Lord, your holy favor and anointing upon us right now. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. Bless your holy name. Yes.
Thank
Holy Spirit,
you.
We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Holy Spirit, for having your way. And we thank you, Lord God, for sending your Holy Spirit to see about us, to help us along the way.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, my God.
Yes. We thank you. Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Have your way. Have your way. Have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
In each and every evening. Have your way. Thank you. Thank God. Oh, thank God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. We thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. For your love. Oh, glory. For your comfort. We thank you. For your correction.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you.
For your direction. We thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit,
yes, Lord. Thank you.
We thank you on today.
Thank you, Lord.
We can't thank you enough because
you.
Of who you are. Glory be to God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory. Oh, glory.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
What a blessing it is to be in the presence of the Lord our God. Oh,
yes.
Glory, to be in the presence and to feel His Holy Spirit moving all over us. Oh, glory. Let us know that our God, our Father, our Lord loves us. Oh, glory. Never leaves us or forsake us. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. He's always here. Oh, glory.
Thank you.
All we have to do is just stay tapped in. Oh, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
His love.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless
His holy name. Lord.
So we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And we
thank
praise you.
Yes,
to your
Lord.
Holy Spirit coming in the midst, having His way, doing His will in each and every one of us this morning. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. He deserves always the highest praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Oh,
yes,
your holy name. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Oh, praise God. Amen, amen. I just tell you, I just love being here in the presence of the Lord, God. Amen.
Amen.
I wish that He would be there. You could be there all day. Amen. In the presence of our Lord God, His Holy Spirit, rest, ruling, and abiding on the inside of us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Doing His will that the Father has to.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Well, we're gonna move right on along. Praise God. And,
amen.
I have just a few nuggets. And the nugget that I have this morning, it's going to be coming actually from Galatians. Amen. The
amen.
Sixth chapter. Praise God. Amen. And around the 10th verse, praise God. Galatians 6:2. Amen.
Man.
And it reads as such: as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. It didn't
Man.
Say some. It didn't say the ones that you choose. It didn't say the ones that you dislike. It didn't say the ones that we disfavor. It didn't say the ones that we hate. It didn't say the ones that we didn't love. But it said
Man.
Unto all men. And we know that all men, praise God, coming from the Bible, is talking about the male and the female agenda. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And then it reads, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Praise God.
Amen.
Especially. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. And with that, praise God. Amen. How saints are supposed to treat one another. Galatians 6:15. And as we have opportunity, let us, praise God, let us do good unto all men,
Amen.
Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen.
Amen.
Opportunity. Opportunity is a set of circumstances that makes something happen. Amen. And because we have the opportunity through Christ Jesus, we can make it happen. That we can love our neighbors as ourselves. That we can love our enemy even. Praise God. Amen. Jesus went about. Amen. And all the people, praise God, that didn't believe who he was, called him Beelzebub, and all those nasty things followed him for the fishes and the loaves. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. They
Amen.
Had the opportunity, they had the opportunity to do good. Amen. But they had malice in mind. They were after only what they can get, praise God, and nothing else. Amen. But they
Amen.
Had opportunity, praise God, to honor and praise our Lord and our King, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So as we have opportunity to do good unto others,
yes.
let us do good. Praise God. Let
Amen.
Us not do malice. Let us not do backbiting. Let us not do all these other damnable things, praise God, that God wouldn't have anyone to do. Amen.
Amen.
He said to send forth love, to speak forth love, praise God.
Yeah. Amen.
Sincere love. Amen.
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 But we have the opportunity. God gives us a choice, praise God.
Yeah.
Choose. Choose the right choice, praise God.
Amen.
And you'll find it go that much easier. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because when you choose the wrong choice, it's like a snowball effect, praise God. That ball
Amen.
Keeps rolling, and things keep adding on, praise God. And the next thing you know, there's chaos. There is disaster. God didn't call us to chaos. He called us to be peacemakers. Oh, yes.
Amen.
Peace. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Things done in harmony. Things done right. Amen. Praise God. That peace that passes any and all understanding. Praise God. Opportunity. Grab hold of the positive opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And if you have a problem in that area, go down on your knees to the Lord Jesus Christ and tell him to fix it. Amen.
Amen.
Give you a mind change, praise God. Heart change, thought process change in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And he will do it. Amen. And we think that some of us that we know it all and we've arrived and we've made it. Uh-uh. No. This process goes to the very end when
Amen.
Jesus come back to gather his church. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. So as
Amen.
You have that opportunity on today and every day, saints, take hold of the positive. Amen. And shun the negative. Rebuke it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to
Amen.
God. You have a
Amen.
Sword, the word of God, that you can strike
yeah.
down everything that exhorted itself against God, his kingdom,
Amen.
And his people. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, yes,
yeah.
do it. Take on positive opportunity. Amen. And the Greek word for that is kairos. Kairos, amen.
Amen.
Make a helpful contribution to a situation. Amen. Opportunity.
Amen.
Praise God. And let's go over to the word especially. Used to single out one person, thing, or situation over another. Amen. And the
Amen.
Greek, the Greek for that is melista. Malista, praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Especially. Amen. And all God's children are special. You are special. I am special. Praise God. Anybody that you're sitting around right now or you're looking at, they are special. Praise
Amen.
God. because we were all made and derived from God, who is love.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Especially, we are especially, amen, we are especially, oh, glory be to God, over everything, God made us for his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Amen. How, let's go to household. How about household? Amen. A house,
amen,
and occupants regarded as a unit. Amen. We're God's children.
Amen.
We're regarded as a unit, a part, amen, of that unit is each and every one of us. Praise God. And if we have a missing unit, we're not complete. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. So let's stay together. Let's get on the same mindset. Do the same mind things as Jesus Christ to one another. Amen. Let's continue
amen.
To be part of the unit, praise God, that's hooked together like the vines. Praise God. Let's not break, amen, the unit, amen, with
amen.
Hostility, with negativism,
amen.
With all of those things, praise God, that's going to cause disaster, downfall, because that's what the enemy uses, praise God, to
yes.
break us apart.
Amen.
But I rebuke that enemy right now in the name of Jesus, that he not touch God's unit or his people
yes.
who are especially, praise God.
Yes.
But we are special. Amen.
Amen.
We are special in God's kingdom as a unit. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. Amen. And what about
yes.
faith? Amen. Complete confidence in something or someone. Amen. The Greek, amen, for faith is pista. Pistis. Amen. That's the
amen.
Greek for faith. And we know that faith, amen, we know what it is. Amen. Praise God. Faith is the substance of those things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
So as a unit, praise God, we have to continually operate in the faith of God to keep us aligned, to keep us positioned, to keep us
yes.
strong as a unit and child
yes.
and children of God. Amen.
Yes.
We have to continually to focus on heavenly things, not these things of the world. This is going to pass away, all of it, praise God. But where will you be standing? Will you be standing inside the unit, or will you be standing outside the unit? Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. And I desire on today, praise God, that each and every one of us, amen, reset,
amen.
Recycle our mindset in the Lord, in his word, praise God, to get
amen.
Back into that unit, amen,
amen.
Of specialness
amen.
Of God, amen, of the household of faith, praise God, that we will
yes.
maintain that, amen, through
amen.
Each and every one another. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. It's another day that he has made for us as a unit to be
amen.
Here. Because he has use for us, praise God, that we draw the unsaved. Amen. That
amen.
We call back, amen, the backslider. Amen.
Yeah.
That we pray for the sick, that they be healed. Oh, glory be to God. For this is our mission, praise God, as disciples of Christ, being in that God you on today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. We thank Jesus. We thank Jesus on today. We thank him for his word on today. Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We give him the praise. We give him the honor. We give him the glory.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Because of who he is in our lives.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And having us to be, praise God. Amen. That family unit. Amen.
Yes.
That prays together and that'll stay together. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
In these last and evil days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. And at this time, praise God, we're going to bring in our own apostle and pastor, Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor Smith. Good morning. You know, I have had plans on not saying anything, but just let everyone know to meet us tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. 4 a.m. Saturday morning. Amen. I'm going to be on. We're going to be in intercession. And we're just going to give God the praise and give God the glory. Amen. We're going to keep on doing different things to bring our human spirit, to bring ourselves apart in scripture with the all-living God. I know some of you probably like, oh, my goodness, that might be a little too much. Good. That's what it's supposed to be. Because if you want to get off of the things of God, it's not nothing easy. I know that people don't misled the Spirit of the Lord and misled how to receive from the Spirit of the Lord because they got so caught up into financial giving and the financial money. You know, feels though it's almost like now you can buy your healing. You can go and buy your relationship with God. You can buy your miracle. You can go and buy. And all you think you got to do, you got to sow this and give that, and you give that, you could buy more money or more prosperity from God. You know, basically by giving some more, you can buy more of it. You know, we don't got caught up into a lot of misleading things of the gospel. So, you know, we're going to come back to the rightful things of the gospel, and that's basically seeking the face of God, basically what you're teaching on. Pastor Smith, and I'd like to add something, you know, because Pastor Smith, you said something dealing with backsliders, backsliders. Even if that area there has been taken, misquoted, and mistaken out of context, interpreting all the wrong, you know, we've been looking at a lot as backsliders as somebody that done went back into the world. You know, that's just one form or one stage of many stages. And that's the only stage that really get focused on that people that went back into the world or you went back doing drugs, you went back doing alcohol, you went back doing this and here. You know, and we get focused on that area. And we feel though that because even though I'm saved and sanctified and I love God, I'm not backsliding because I have not gone back into the world. Well, that's one stage that I know the church community, they teach. It's other stages in that as well. Another stage, once you lose focus of God, you lose focus of God, you just slid backwards. Another stage is your prayer life or the area that you was at. You know, if you in one area with the Lord and you constantly in that area, then you don't allow circumstances to cause you to come out of that place or come out of that area. You just backslid. You just backslid. Amen. Your mindset. Amen. Your mindset. At one point, your mindset was positive. At one point, your mindset was driven. At one point, your mindset was looking at the things of God, and you felt so, and you knew because your mindset was starting to get recultivated to where I can accomplish different things. And now we don't allow something to slip into our mindset to where we have doubt and feels though I can't accomplish it. God ain't with me. God, you just backslid. You know, you just backslid. Amen. So it doesn't necessarily have to do with that first stage or you going back into the world. And this is where the Christian community is really not embracing because they really don't know. And we feel those that one form of it. Now, you can miss opportunities like Pastor Smith, you were just teaching about the backslide and different things you need to get in line with. Same thing with these areas, you miss opportunity. You can miss opportunities not being focused. So since you're not being focused, you're going to miss opportunities. Since your mindset is not ready, once opportunity comes before you, my God, your perception of what's in front of you is not going to be a perception like God does brought me an opportunity. You'll think there's a problem with it because where your mindset is, that's what you miss opportunities. So all these things as well, as the saint of God, we have a lot of accountability walking in our walk with the Lord, you know, that we have to make sure that we are on the right page as well. Because, you know, we don't put a message. And one thing I realized that the saints did, and they missing opportunities, you know, saints of God is missing opportunities within God. Because we don't take the message upon the people that upon the world. You know, we don't put the message on the people that is upon the world. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, my Bible tells me that we all have sinned and fallen short of the gospel of God. So therefore, we all are in a place where we constantly seeking after God. We all are in a place to where we constantly need God God within us. We all are in a place to where we have to depend on God. We're all in a place. Amen. The only thing I can help my neighbor to do that I am doing, how to conquer the issues and stay focused, how to stay focused on the Lord, how to keep going on the Lord, how to keep some things in your life structured. And one of the things, it is prayer. Amen? We got to make sure we get back into prayer. These are the qualities that we need to, cherish. That's why when individuals come to ABM, we don't get into no money. Mm-hmm. We don't get into that. We get into prayer, fasting, consecration, seeking the face of the living God. Because at the end of the day, these are the things and these are the steps that are going to get you your covenant blessing, not that law blessing that how we'll look at as the law for the principles and different things that we do. No, the covenant blessing. The covenant blessing will also, it's going to give you, you got the whole package once you get into the covenant blessing. You get wherever you reap, you shall sow as well. Whatever you do, you get all that as well. And plus the covenant blessing that only the ones that is in covenant with God be able to receive, not the ones that is not in covenant with God. If you're not in covenant with God, you're not going to receive everything that God has to offer. It's only the ones that really step into the covenant. So those that is looking for things in God and you want God to do something for you and through you, it may not have anything to do with where you at right now. The question is, are you ready to get in the covenant of God? And if you are ready to give it in the covenant of God, I welcome you over here to the place. I welcome you here. Don't look at your issues. Don't look at what the church world call you counted out. Don't look at what the church world call that you not acceptable. That's why Jesus said that the thought of it is also a sin. You know, we got to look at even the thought, even the little thought. And that's the things that I just point out. Some of the things I just point out. You never know who's sitting up there with a pretty dress, with a tambourine, and got the Bible in their hand, and they're speaking in tongues, but yet they have low self-esteem. You just got yet they have mind battles dealing with who said they not focused on God. Well, that person with the loud tambourine and with the loud tongue, they still in the process of backsliding. Amen? And they need to slide back to the Lord. Because when you with God, your eyes is focused on Him, that my sheep will hear my voice and a stranger will not follow. We will know who our Father is. Amen? And we will know what our Father come to do. So we all got to understand that we are not in this boat, that boat, that boat. We're all in a boat to where we all need to focus on God and not on what our issues are or what we got going on. Because once we take our focus off of God and off of the one, we're going to take our focus, we're taking our focus after the one that has established us. And now we have an opportunity to slide backwards. Amen. And you got to understand, please understand that, saints of God. It don't have so much to do with all the sin of man and the sin of man and all that we all have. And that's where Jesus was coming from, the thought of you unfocused, you know, you're thinking the wrong things, you coming across the wrong way, you know, that's the thought, amen? So we get back into the places, get our mind together, and understand that if we can be in the church and still serving God, with a mindset that where I don't know about this and got all this going on, why a person that is alcohol can't come into the church? Even though yours is not, even though what you doing is wrong, it's not exposed in the forefront, and what they are doing is very obvious because it's in the forefront, do it make you lesser or greater than that individual? Amen. So in other words, come as you are. God want you. God want you to come. ADL family want you. We want you to come. Come as you are, and at the end of the day, what God don't want about you, he will take care of you. And you know what I found out? You got enough for to get on out of here. Y'all got to, if you got some time, read the story about Paul. Read the story about Book of Paul. Amen. Paul had, God left Paul with some issues inside of him. Because God left Paul with some issues inside him for a reason. And then God knew that if he kept this thorn in Paul's side and kept this thorn in God in his flesh, that gave Paul an area to where Paul going to constantly keep coming back to God. See, some of these things that we are wrestling with and what people are trying to chastise us with, that probably be a thorn in your side that God is trying to keep there, and that's what causing you to keep coming back to God. If God fixed everything in your life, some of us probably went off on the deep end, you know. We don't have to be get rid of. And sometimes God got to allow that little lip. He got to allow that little thing in your side. Maybe, matter of fact, he probably allowed a little tumor sit right there inside of your body. That might be your thing, but guess what? That tumor is not going to take you out. That lip is not going to take you out. When God approved and when God said, my God, that probably what God is keeping to bring you to the altar. Amen? He's keeping that to bring you into the altar. So what are you saying, Pastor? Get off of your circumstances. Get off of what things may be. Get off of what your issues may be is. Get off of all of that. And all of us, let's keep walking and striving towards the mark of the high calling. I will see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m., families and friends. I want you there. Let's keep constantly chiseling away, getting our flesh on it because taking control of it, bringing structure in our life, and you're going to begin to see the blessings of the living God. We don't have many testimonies about the 12 a.m. because now you're getting into an area where you're seeking God. You're not seeking the structure of what the man done established. No, you're seeking God. And I'm here to tell you, yes, it's very uncomfortable. I wish it'd be that easy. I can tell you to give me $250 seed, and your breakthrough is right around the corner. As soon as you sow that seed, you got a release coming into your life. No, baby, I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you it'd be that easy. I'd be lying to you if I do. Amen? You have to line up in the direct alignment with God. And one of the lining up is prayer. It is consecration.
Amen.
It is fasting. It is seeking the face of the living God. Love you all. God bless you all. Thanks, Pastor Smith. You all keep pressing. Let's get our mind together and understand, because my brother is on the street and strung out on crack. And me, I'm facing mind battles of doubt. That don't make my issue less or greater than his issue. That don't make his issue less or greater than my issues in God's eye. We all got some type of struggle, but one thing I can tell my brother that is strung out on crack, brother, I got issues too. And I can bring you to a well. I can bring you to a place. I can bring you and I can show you a place that also can help you to get to where you go. And who's to say that everything about you is going to get cleaned up? God might want to keep that thorn in his side to keep you to the altar within him. God bless all of you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Brings me back to the thought of the woman at the well.
Amen.
She said, I met a man. And I ever did more. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And you heard it. from our own apostle. And
amen.
We ask that you govern yourselves accordingly, amen, to the announcements and the 4 o'clock prayer, amen, tomorrow morning. Amen. One more announcement is about our ADM talent show, Clayton County, March the 17th, 5 to 9 p.m. For those contestants that are entering, the fee is $25. And for all others that come, amen, to participate to see, amen, is $10. The location is 8396 Highway 85, Riverdale, Georgia. Point of contact is Sister Barbara Smith, 910-603-5869. And you can also go on www.eventbrite.com and get your tickets. Amen. Amen. So with that in mind, remember, stay the family unit of God. Amen. He loves you. He's got a heavenly place for you. He's got mansions for us. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you could only conceive in your mind how it would look, amen, praise God. This world down here ain't nothing. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. But to be in the presence of the living God, oh, all day long, giving him the praise, honor, and the glory. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, amen. We pray for you, amen, that you have a God-blessed weekend. Be safe. Take somebody to church. Remember the family prayer. Amen. And we bless. Amen. We bless you. Oh, I say.
Amen.
Amen. For all things that you do for us and keeping us. Amen. On today. Amen. Well, God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. Until we meet again. Amen. God's will. Monday evening at 7 p.m. Amen. But don't forget.
Amen.
Saturday morning, tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. prayer. Amen. Be there. Praise God. Be there. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
All right.